Syrians are learning a lot about their country after the fall of former President Bashar al-Assad. Some of these discoveries have stirred up grief and anger over lost relatives in horrific prisons. Others have brought a sense of relief and joy. That was evident at the Al-Hamadiyya Market in the heart of the old city of Damascus. It was once inaccessible to many Syrians. NPR's Hadil Al-Shalchi visited the market on a busy night and brings us this report.
I'm walking down Al-Hamadiyya Market in central Damascus, and it is crowded. There are thousands of Syrians walking up and down the market, shopping for sweaters and bridal dresses and gold. And some people here have been telling me that this is the first time that they've entered this market in 15, 16 years.
The most played song in Syria rings throughout the market. Raise your head up high, you're a free Syrian. The Ottoman-era Hamadiyya market is the largest in Syria. It's a long, wide path with shops on either side, vendors in the middle, and covered by a high metal arch. The market goes right up to the Umayyad Mosque, the largest in Damascus. Rami Badran watches the shoppers walk by. He owns a leather goods store. Yes, it's much busier because of people who weren't able to come to Damascus before, he says. Many Syrians fled their homes when the Assad regime clamped down on peaceful protests in 2011, triggering the 13-year civil war. But a lot of people at the market are also tourists from other parts of Syria who've never been able to visit the capital. Different factions control different parts of the country. A visit to Damascus was not an easy prospect. A leader from the Syrian National Army walks through the crowd. The SNA is one of the rebel factions which helped overthrow the Assad regime. People stop to shake his hand and kiss his cheeks. He's surrounded by a large group of armed men in fatigues, the bottom half of their faces covered with masks. We always dreamt of this, and now we made it come true, he says. His entourage hurries him off, breaking into chants of God is great.
There's a red sign that hangs above the shoppers in the market, and in big, bold, yellow Arabic words, it says, "The sun has risen over Syria."
Hussein Bagdash's family has owned Bagdash ice cream since 1895. It's one of the most famous ice cream shops in Syria, and today it's packed with people enjoying his streets. I ask him if he's seeing new customers. People are saying that for 10 years they didn't dare leave their homes, Bagdash says. The workers make the ice cream by smashing ingredients in a deep metal cylinder using large rods. They break into an anti-Assad song using their rods as instruments. Just next door, 40-year-old Alaa Slouji fixes a stand of purses he's selling in his shop. His face glows with a wide smile. He says he feels relief that the old regime is gone. Our whole world was just one word, fear, Slouji says. He says he's excited about what's to come for his business. We can bring back industry, bring back our trade, we can stop being afraid, Slouji says. He's optimistic. We're just going to be like you in America, Slouji says. Hadil Al-Shalchi, NPR News, Damascus.